Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I. Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're Jesus, the best. You the be-
okay, never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric.
Urgh.
They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paul, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And
if there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
It is I, French Trump. I am here for my French Trump presidential press conference. I will take questions from the press.
Mr. President, you right there, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mindy Gold from the Dallas Morning News.
I love Texas. I love Texas, Mindy. I love Texas. Thank you. Go ahead, Mindy.
Thank you,
as
Mr.
your
President.
Questions. That's a nice shirt you're wearing. Go ahead.
Thank you.
It's tight. I
evidence...
like it like that. It's tight.
Thank you. There is evidence now, sir, that you were told dozens of times throughout January and February in your intelligence briefings that there was a viral outbreak in China and that China was trying not to release all of the numbers and information about it. What do you say to this revelation?
I don't need intelligence briefings. A bunch of people standing in front of my television saying you are so intelligent, Mr. President. I hate intelligence briefings. I do not listen to this. I say, can you move? I can't see who the bachelor is choosing. Oh, he should have gone with the blonde. I pay no attention to intelligence briefings. Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes, you. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo from ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo, you're my favorite. Oh, yeah, you know, I cannot go eat at your restaurant right now, but I love it when you deliver for me the antipasteur. Oh, go ahead, Tony Romo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The West Point The West Point cadets will be forced to travel back to West Point from all over the country, be tested and quarantined, and of course, some may get sick, all because you want to make a commencement speech at their graduation. Does that seem right to you?
Knock, knock, Tony Roma. Knock, knock. Go ahead. Say who's there.
Who's there, Mr. President?
The Secret Service to change where you are sitting. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. You said the people who know you and know the history of the country say that you are the hardest working president in history. Could you name those people?
What kind of fucking question is that? Yeah, yes, I can name those people. I'm not going to name those people for you, Emmett Manning. Get the Secret Service in. Move his seat to... yes, a lot of people say that I'm the hardest working president in history. That is correct. For example, yesterday, I took a phone call. And I made a deal. And you know who's... Eric Trump. He knows his story. He says I did that. Next question.
Mr. President.
Polly, tell him with the Seattle Times.
Oh, yes. Your governor is a snake. He's a little... He's like a garden snake. He's a black mambo snake. Yes, go ahead.
Vice President Pence recently visited the Mayo Clinic, and he wasn't wearing a mask. I was wondering what you thought of that. Is that a good example to set for the American people?
You know, when you go to a place where they make the mayonnaise, it doesn't matter if you wear a mask or not. It's not, it's one guy stirring the mayonnaise. It was fine. It didn't matter. I don't know why people made such a big fuss over it. You know, anytime you visit a factory that makes any kind of condiments, it's fine to not wear a mask. It's not a problem at all. This is a ridiculous question.
I was told that the Mayo Clinic asked him to wear a mask.
He's not going to wear a mask at a place that makes fucking mayonnaise. What's that? You don't have to wear a mask around mayonnaise. That's absurd. Did you see Senator Mark Warner making a tuna fish sandwich on his video? Did he have a mask on? He was using mayonnaise. No, you do not have to wear a mask around mayonnaise. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Extra cheese, Tony? Can I have some extra cheese? Go ahead. Ask your question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Some polls are showing Joe Biden in the lead right now with Americans. How do you feel about that?
My dick hardens when I think about coming up behind Joe Biden. I know what kind of a question is that? I don't care about polls. I don't care. Polls said that Hillary Clinton was going to beat me. And she would have beaten me, but I had Putin on my side. And this time I have Putin, and I had before also Bibi Netanyahu. And I still have Bibi Netanyahu. And Putin, we will cheat. It doesn't matter what the polls say and who answers the polls anyways. Unemployed people. Next question.
Mr. President, a quick follow-up.
Little Emmett, yes.
Yes, thank you. A quick follow-up. Biden has not picked a vice president candidate. Who would you recommend for him?
Well, he has not picked, but he is considering the entire Rockettes lineup. He's going to all these women, this woman, that woman. You know, if you really want to win Joe Biden, I recommend that you select Ivanka. Ivanka Trump would make a wonderful vice president. And this would bring the country together, because who thinks Joe Biden's gonna live more than a year? Nobody. So Ivanka would be the perfect choice, and I will pardon her just before I go off to jail, so she will be available. That's it. I don't want to. Don't even talk to me about Joe Biden. Go away, press. Go away. That's the last question.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.